things that have been about Cousins that's allowed you guys to have success? You know, getting the ball, you know, you've done it quite a few times in the past.
I think making them one-dimensional. You know, a team that wants to come in, run the ball, and anytime you can just sit back and let your front four go and cover or play coverage behind it, man, it's always a plus. So you try to make them one-dimensional, stop the run, take away their play-action pass, which it does a lot, and go from there.
You guys go with your front four, but you blitz it a lot more, too.
Yeah. Our front four like that, though. You know, and, that's just at the early part of the game. You just throw the quarterback, try to get him off his spot, you know, rattle him a little bit. But at the end of the day, man, you can't take credit from them guys. Them guys can go get it. Yeah.
You like, man, go on.
You like blitzing? That's something that you.
Definitely, man. It's new, but it's fun. You know, anytime you get a chance to come out the secondary and get a sack, man, it's a great feeling. You know, ain't got one yet, but it's definitely fun.
Haven't gotten one yet. Where you rank it, sack or deception?
Oh, I'm going for an interception. I'd rather have an interception all day.
I know it's early in the season, but do you look at this game as if you beat them, you put them in a major league hole?
To be 0-3, I mean, they play the NFC. Yeah, definitely. You know, in our division, you go 3-0. You got two division wins. You know, you're definitely pulling behind the eight ball. So it's definitely a game we must win.
With Reed.
Yeah.
Have you ever been a guy who's been assigned to cover tight ends much in your career? And do you think that's one of those assignments that you?
But that's definitely he's a challenge because even though he's labeled as a tight end, he's playing like a receiver and he's their number one target. He's getting a lot of balls and they're kind of featuring him a little bit this more. So he's definitely got to watch out after the field.
Was that a welcomed assignment if you got that this week?
Definitely. Anytime you know you get a guy that producing and they get a chance to go up against a man, you always want to welcome that.
Coach McAdoo was talking about, you know, some players were thinking about protesting because of the most recent shootings. But he said, I hope the team can do something as a unit, as opposed to maybe one or two guys kneeling for the national anthem. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I wasn't a part of that conversation. So I wouldn't know. You know, nobody came up to me and said anything, so I ain't thinking about it.